Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We return now to this first verse in Genesis 15, and it is a doozy. There's a lot packed into just one verse, and I want to make sure we get in as much as we can with the limited time we have. What has been said over the last three broadcasts and podcasts has been mainly introductory, dealing with this. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Although we will come back to this in part soon again. What I want to do today is to begin to deal with what the Lord actually says in the vision to Abram. Verse 1 of Genesis 15 continues, "The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great.'" These words from the Lord to Abram are loaded in goodness. And I want to start with his name, Abram. Please notice that God calls out Abram by name. "Do not fear, Abram." This speaks to the intimacy the God of the whole universe has with this one man. A simple man, a common man, a person like any other, Abram. Does it not astound us that God knows Abram by name and speaks to him using his personal moniker? Knowing what we know about the power and awesome character of the Lord and how highly exalted he is and how small and lowly we are, what we find here in just the first book of the Bible is the God who knows people, who pursues people, and who does so by name. And there is something to be said, just in our very human experience, for when someone who has authority over us calls us by name. Have you had the experience where there is a person you hold in high regard? You are even a little afraid of him or her to a certain extent, and he or she calls you by name? If by personality, being shy, and in part due to the time in which I came of age as a university student, not very long ago, when the majority of students held professors in automatic high regard, I deeply respected my teachers. And trust me, most of them gave me very good reason to respect them. These were scholars. These were men and women of character who handled themselves and their material with class and professionalism. Some were more scary than others, standing at the lectern and dispensing with their knowledge, which, having paid for school myself, and being someone who naturally loves to learn, I was soaking in. There were days I would look up there and think, "This is a teacher that could hold my attention for a very long time. I have so much to learn from him or her." In my freshman year, I would participate in these very large survey classes. You remember the kind? Large room, auditorium-style seating, so many students and the professor like a small dot at the front of the room. In one of those classes, I shall not forget getting called out by name by a teacher I respected. Fortunately, when she called my name, I was prepared to interact with her and answer the question with the right response. At first, I wondered how she even knew who I was. After, I was just glad I did my best to impress. Well, it really affects us to be called out by name by someone we admire, revere, and respect, and certainly by a person who has authority in our lives. Friends, there is absolutely no one who has the authority God has. There is no one we respect, revere, admire, fear, and love more than him. And there is no one who knows us better and who calls out to us, yes, little us, by name. This is who God is. He speaks to us personally and intimately using our name. With God, it is never, "Hey, you." It is always Mark or Abram or whatever your name is. For those of us in Christ, for those of us who are Christians, we know this. Let's depart Genesis for a bit and look at two New Testament texts that are of interest to me on this matter of name-calling. Our first stop will be in John's Gospel at chapter 10, and the second stop will be in the revelation that Jesus gave to this same Apostle John in Revelation chapter 2. If you have access to your Bible, you can follow along and turn first to John chapter 10. At John 10 and beginning in verse 11, Jesus identifies himself as the Good Shepherd. I'm reading now John 10 verse 11. Christ says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Down to verse 14, Jesus continues to speak and he says, "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me." So Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And in the analogy, we who belong to him are the sheep. And now listen and jot down verse 3. This is the Lord speaking in John chapter 10 and verse 3. "The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." And that is a very practical and powerful statement regarding what God, through Christ, who is the Good Shepherd, feels about us. His sheep, his people. We hear his voice and he calls us by name and leads us out. Do you know that in the Near East, when a shepherd calls out the sheep of his specific fold, they know his voice and they will respond to him and begin to follow him? If a shepherd calls and they do not recognize the call, they will not follow. Not respond to the shepherd who is not their shepherd. The sheep identify the unique calling. So Jesus knows us and we know him. He has laid down his life for us and we hear his voice when he, listen, calls us by name. I love this. And I think of this when all the way back in Genesis 15, God says, "Abram." He uses the man's personal name. This is great. In Christ, we are not a number, but a name. But if you think this is amazing, I am telling you, this gets even better. Better than this, you say? Better than Almighty God knowing me intimately by name? Oh, yes. Fast forward in the New Testament to the last book, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And let's put in a chapter 2 and verse 17. Revelation 2, verse 17. Jesus says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it." This verse is for every genuine Christian. To him who overcomes means all believers. In 1 John, we read this, 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" This applies to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus. And the Lord makes three promises in Revelation 2, verse 17. There will be hidden manna, a white stone, and a new name written on that stone. And we only have time to focus on the last two promises. This white stone is analogous to the custom among the Roman people of awarding a white stone to the victors in an athletic competition. The winners, in a hyper-competitive contest, would be given a white stone with their name on it, and this was then a pass to participate in the grand awards banquet at the end of the competition. Today's Olympians get medals, Then it was the white stone with your name inscribed on it. Likewise, to believers who overcome this world, we will be given by Christ a white stone that gives us entrance into the greatest of all awards banquets in the new heavens. Then notice this promise, a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it. Whoa, what's this? Jesus is going to give each one of his people a new name that only he knows. We do not know what this name is until we receive it, but with our new name inscribed on our white stone, we will have our entrance ticket to glory. This blows me away and reminds me of how much God loves us and how personal Jesus is with us. You will have a new name, brother. You will have a new name, sister, given to you personally by the Lord himself. What a note to end on today. Look, no matter what we're going through at this hour, let us be encouraged and heartened by this great truth about what is coming for us in the new heavens. Think about this. Oh, if you are discouraged in your Christian life, remember, to you who overcomes, there will be this reward, a white stone with a new God-given personalized name on it for you. Let this be an encouragement to you. Talk about having something to look forward to. Wow. The point is this, as when the Lord said Abram, calling him by name, likewise the Lord knows us and calls us by name. God is personal, God is intimate, and God is close to us. Aren't you glad that he knows you by name? Rejoice with us and continue to be with us. There's so much more to learn from just these few verses in Genesis 15. We do so tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.